X1075, joining me on the phone is a man that's going to be in town on Sunday, November 3rd, playing at Brooklyn Bowl for the Atlas Underground live show. The iconic Tom Morello joining us today. How are you?
I'm well. I'm feeling particularly iconic. How are you?
It's always good to feel iconic, right?
I'm not entirely sure about that, but I am excited to rock Vegas.
That's right. You're coming out for Brooklyn Bowl at the it's the Atlas Underground live show. Now, here's the thing, Tom. When I first heard Atlas Underground live, I thought, well, this is going to be interesting for Tom to tour on this and pull this off because there's so many guest vocalists and instrumentalists. But you pull it off. It's a rock show, right?
Sure, it's a big rock show. It's the most guitar I've probably played at any show that I've ever performed at, and I enlisted Sean Evans, who's the artistic director for the last two Roger Waters tours. He did both The Wall and the Us and Them tour, and I just said, we need to make something that is pretty spectacular, and that has, you know, sort of, while it has guitar at the forefront, is going to be something that's very visibly and sonically spectacular.
Yeah, so it's an all-encompassing experience for the people that come to the show, because they get the visuals on the screens, they hear the guitar riffs that they know and love from Tom Morello, and I would assume through the power of technology, you get guest vocalists, right?
That's correct. There may be some of the shows, some of the guests do show up, but we've made a show that, you know, this is our second leg of this, and so we've done a lot of these shows, and it's really been, you know, really some of the most exciting nights of rock and roll that I've been involved in.
I think you've really done a great job with the Atlas Underground also of showing that different forms of, you know, electronic music can be heavy when you implement guitar and stuff into it, too.
Sure, sure. You know, I was never a fan of, like, electronic music in any way, shape, or form. So a friend of mine turned me on to some artists who he said, these people were very much influenced by Rage Against the Machine. It was Bass Nectar and Skrillex and Knife Party. And I very much heard, like, the heaviness and in the drops and the tension in their music. And I said, well, what if we just replace your synthesizers with my, you know, analog Marshall stack, you know, riff rock fury to create a unique amalgamation.
You've always been great at being able to make sounds that don't sound like traditionally like the guitar. So like it sounds like a DJ scratching, or it sounds like a synth or something like that. So that's cool that you can blend all those sounds together.
Yeah, I mean, the idea with this was, you know, the humble goal of this Atlas Underground record was to, you know, create a genre of music that did not yet exist. You know, one that has all of the components that I love of hard and heavy rock music with songs, and then also with huge bass drops, like this kind of alloy of dangerous truths and shredding guitars and some, you know, sonics of 2019.
You've worked with Big Boy and Bass Nectar and Knife Party and Vic Mensa and Kay Flay, who we know and love very well here in Vegas, and
cool.
Portugal the Man. I want to know, Tom, who have you asked to work with that said, nah, fuck off, Tom, we're not working with you?
Well, no, nobody's that rude. You know, I will say that there are still some songs kind of in the works that have not yet come to completion, but I'm still hopeful, so I'll hold on to those names for now before I disparage them publicly.
Absolutely. Well, on the phone with Tom Morello, you know him, you love him from Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave and Street Sweeper Social Club and more recently Prophets of Rage. He's coming to town playing the Brooklyn Bowl on November 3rd. And he said that, you know, look, you may have some stuff in the hopper, maybe another solo album coming out, you think?
Yeah, well, the Atlas Underground project, I always sort of imagine being a two-record set. So there's a sister record that is in the works. And, you know, Prophets of Rage is an ongoing thing. We just finished a five-week tour of Europe and Asia. So we have some new music coming as well. And you just never know what might happen.
How hard is it to balance, to go back and forth from the solo stuff to doing the Prophets of Rage stuff?
I just got to tell you, I'm tired, dude. Like, it's, you know, because, you know, I take every artistic endeavor, you know, not just seriously, but to like the 1,000%. And, you know, I love touring with the Prophets guys, to be able to play with Chuck D and Be Real, who were, you know, hugely, you know, influential to me, both as a, you know, in Rage Against the Machine and the music of Cypress Hill and Public Enemy as on me as a guitarist, you know, to having the, you know, with a band, you get chemistry, and you create something that none of you could create on your own. As a solo artist, you get a purity of vision where you have like something that's, you know, is undiluted and is like really like kind of pure. With the Atlas Underground record and tour, it's in some ways it's the best of both worlds. It's, you know, it is sort of my vision of the music and how it's going to be and how the performance is going to be, but the individual songs are collaborative, and so you get these kind of unexpected surprises along the way.
I noticed, I've seen some of the videos from some of the shows, and at some point during the show, sometimes the fans get up on the stage with you and they get to rock out a little bit.
Yeah.
One piece of advice for anybody that's about to rock out with Tom, don't walk up with your cell phone and try to get a selfie while he's rocking out.
No, first of all, one of my favorite parts of the show is that kind of breaking down that wall between audience and performer so that we're all in it together, and I like to invite the crowd on stage, and I always very explicitly say, there's only one rule, just don't shove your cell phone in my face. That's it.
Right.
It's not that complicated. The rewards are high. We get to rock out together on stage. Just try to control yourself, your Instagram,
addiction
for 1 second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live in the moment. Just enjoy it. You're on stage with Tom Morello. Tom, appreciate the time today. I know you're busy. I have one quick question. So you always seem to make it around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether you're inducting someone every year or performing with someone. What would it mean to you personally for Rage Against the Machine to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, I would say that, I would say, if you asked me that same question, 10 years ago, I would say it wouldn't have mattered at all because I wasn't a big fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I think it's come a long way, in acknowledging harder rock and, hard rock and metal music and so, here's the thing. I'll tell you about the Hall of Fame. One of the people who runs the Hall of Fame is John Landau, who's Bruce Springsteen's manager. And I've toured with Bruce Springsteen over the course of, on and off over the course of 6 years. And I would always be sitting in hotel bars with John just telling him, if you're a kid growing up playing baseball, your dream is to have the kind of career that you'd end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you're a kid growing up playing electric guitar, you don't care so much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because a lot of your favorite bands aren't in there. And to his credit, he heard me and he let me sit in the room with the people who helped make up the ballots, and I just told him what I thought. And since then, Rush and Kiss and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Nirvana, some other bands have gotten in. So now I think it's a place that would be very, very much an honor to be counted among the artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's great. And I know a lot of the set coming up on November 3rd is going to be some of the riffs that people know from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave, and you're going to incorporate those with the Atlas Underground movement, right?
Sure, that's an exciting part of the show is to kind of, it varies from show to show. I've got a lot of new tricks up my sleeve too, guitar playing wise, and I really want to, like I said, this is a show where I really concentrate a lot of the energy, both sort of on the, compelling visuals, but on really playing guitar. But yeah, there'll definitely be some jams that you will remind you of some bands that you may have enjoyed in the past.
Well, I mean, listen, you're the front man here for this project and this, where in the past you're with Rage or with Prophets of Rage or Audioslave, you're part of a collaborative effort with a band on stage. This is you. This is Tom Morello. And outside of the Night Watchman, I think this is really a good chance to, showcase you just being the front man, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely, and I love it. And I've had such a tremendous, relationship with my audience, and particularly in Las Vegas through the years. One of my favorite shows that I ever played was when Rage opened for U2 in 1997. And then I can remember playing early shows there with Audioslave's first show that was outside of Los Angeles was in Vegas. I've had a long history of having historic rock moments in Vegas. I'm going to try to make another one.
That's amazing. We look forward to it. The show is on Sunday, November 3rd at Brooklyn Bowl. Tickets are on sale right now through brooklynbowl.com. Tom, thank you so much. It's an honor to always talk to you.
Hey, thanks very much.
It's great.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you there.